Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin.
Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from Project Life Mastery. Today I'm being joined by Tatiana James from the Tatiana James YouTube channel. And today we want to answer a question that we've been getting from a lot of you that are interested in getting started to sell on Amazon. And that question is how to make money on Amazon with no money, no investment. So Tatiana, how can someone make money on Amazon with no money?
Well, you can't. Selling on Amazon is, you're starting a business. It's not unlike any other business. If I were to approach you, Stephan, and say, hey, you know what, I'm thinking about opening up a corner store down the block, but I've got no money, you would think I'm crazy. You know, it's just an idea. It's just a concept. You're not actually going to take action because you don't have money. There are costs that are involved with opening up that business. And the same thing goes for starting an Amazon FBA business. There are upfront costs. The biggest cost is going to be your inventory. So when you're selling on Amazon, you are ordering from a manufacturer inventory in bulk. Whether you order 200 units, 500, 1,000, 2,000, you will determine what that number is. It will also depend on what the manufacturer's MOQ is, minimum order quantity. But nonetheless, there will be an upfront cost of inventory. That's usually where most of your money will go. Then, if you're going to be selling using Amazon FBA, FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. You're using Amazon's fulfillment centers all across the country. And so there are costs involved with that. You have to pay the FBA fee. You have to pay the referral fee for using their fulfillment centers. They pick, pack, ship your products. You also have to consider the fee for marketing your products. You know, you don't just put your products on Amazon and hope that you're going to generate sales. You have a marketing expense, whether you're doing PPC advertising, whether you're doing advertising, other kind of paid per click advertising on Facebook or other platforms. Like, there are costs involved. So it's not a business that you can start with no money. There are ways that you can start the business with less money, you know, by finding a product that doesn't cost much to source. That would be the first place to look, by placing a smaller inventory order, by trying to save on your marketing expenses by trying to do things that other people don't, such as marketing your products on social media. Social media is free. So there are ways you can start with less money, but no money, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and I think the key here is that you want to make money. That's why you want to sell on Amazon. And in order for you to make money in this business, you are going to have to invest some money. And there might be ways that you can start with very minimal investment, but is that really going to bring you success? Is that really going to make you money? If that's the goal, then when you don't have much money to invest, it's going to be an uphill battle, and it's going to be very challenging for you to do that. And you want to make sure that if you're starting your business, that you're going to have a high probability of success, that you're going to have a smooth, paved road towards success. And I think what happens for a lot of people when they're looking to start this business without investing much, then it limits the number of products that are options for them to pursue that they could sell on Amazon. And when you have a less amount of money to start, you're going to have to settle for products that might not have the best profit margins, that might not have the best demand, the best opportunity, that might be more competitive, that you're going to be limited and bootstrapped with how much money you can invest in marketing and advertising. So it can be a very challenging way of building your business with no money or very little. Mm-hmm. Now, there have been some people we've seen that have started with a couple hundred bucks. But again, a couple hundred bucks, if that's all you got, you're going to be very limited in the products that you can choose and the success that you're gonna have. And so we often recommend a couple $1,000s. Yeah. Tatiana's got a great video on her YouTube channel, I'll link to it below, on how much it costs to get started. And she breaks down all the expenses of what the minimum cost is, from inventory to manufacturing, to your packaging, your logo, your seller central fees. Mm-hmm. Even to sell on Amazon is gonna cost you money with their seller central fees. Yep. So when it comes to that, we recommend a couple $1,000s. Yeah. And I understand some of you right here are saying, you know, I don't have a couple $1,000s. Well, we don't know what to say. We would encourage you instead. There's some other options that we can provide for you. But if you're attached to Amazon FBA and you don't have a couple $1,000s, you're going to be very limited. And I think one thing that we can share with you in this video is to direct you perhaps in a better direction to make sure we can get you financially secure in a better position to start this business if you still want to pursue it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. If you aren't in the position right now where you're able to save $1,000, $2,000, then I would be hesitant to recommend starting an online business for you or a business in general. Because you have to understand that when you're starting a business, there is risk. There is risk involved with starting a business. That's why not everyone wants to be a business owner. You have to have a level of tolerance for a risk threshold that's a little bit higher than people who may not want to start a business. Because starting a business, like, you can't guarantee that you will be successful. There are no guarantees in life. You just have to do your best and believe in yourself and put your best foot forward. But there is risk. So if you don't even have $1,000 or $2,000 in savings, then it would be extra risky for you to put any money that you do have into a business like that. I would encourage you instead to take that savings and put that savings towards, you know, your savings bucket for in case you have any kind of health issues or any kind of emergencies in the world that happen in your lifetime. But to put that money when you don't have much savings, to put that into an investment that's risky is probably not my best recommendation.
Yeah, and here's what you got to expect when you first start a business, especially if you've never had a business before in your life. One is acknowledge the fact that most businesses cost money. I don't know many out there that don't cost money to start. In fact, I even think starting a business with a couple $1,000s is hardly anything. I mean, if you look back, you know, and this is where I think a lot of people can be a little bit naive wanting to be an entrepreneur, because if you look at most businesses throughout history, you know, any physical business or retail business, it's going to cost you a couple, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, if not more than that, to get started. A lot of people, they get in debt to start their business. And so I think for both of us, to start with $3,000, $5,000, even less than $10,000, it's like, oh my gosh, that's incredible. That's an amazing opportunity. But you also got to understand, anytime you're starting anything new, as a beginner, you're probably going to fail and you're probably going to make mistakes. And it's probably going to take longer and cost more than what you originally expect. So you got to understand that. And of course, we always recommend getting a great course and mentorship and guidance. That is an additional expense, but that will help prevent you from making those mistakes and having those failures and losing money. But you still are, to some extent. So you got to accept and understand that going into the process. And that also a business, the nature of it is you're going to invest your time and your money into something that's not going to provide back for you right away. Mm-hmm. right? It's not like a job where you put in your 40 hours, you get paid for those 40 hours. You can put in 1,000 hours into your business and make no money from it whatsoever, because it's not about how much time or even how much money you put into it. It's about what you're creating and the value that you're adding and building something. And so you got to understand that, is that this is something that's going to cost your time and your money, but only for the future potential of what it can provide for you. And what that ultimate reward and prize is going to be freedom and financial abundance. So an entrepreneur is someone that can delay that gratification and build an asset that's going to provide for them in the future. And I think that's an important thing to understand.
That's very important, because if you're in the situation where you're looking at starting an Amazon FBA business as kind of like your way out, as something that could help you earn money. I was speaking to someone who was saying that they want to start their business now so that they can have money to buy gifts for their family during Christmas time. I was like, well, that's not super realistic, because if you start this business, you can't expect to be making a profit that soon. Yeah. You know, it takes time to start making a profit. And even when you make a profit, you have to make the decision, am I going to pull that profit out to pay myself? Or am I going to reinvest that back into the business? And if you care about the growth of your business, then you're probably going to reinvest it back into your business until your business gets to a point where it's growing and you have more than enough to pull out for yourself and sustain the growth. Yeah. So it's not like you start this business and immediately after you're making a ton of income to pay yourself. So if you're in a desperate situation right now, you have to understand that it's not just starting the business that costs money, but maintaining the business, growing the business, there is a recurring investment until you start profiting.
Yeah, so let's talk about what can you do. What would we recommend for you to do if you're in a position where you just don't have the money to start this business? If you don't have money, that doesn't mean that this opportunity is closed off from you. It just means not yet. It just means that you gotta get a few other things sorted out first in your life financially before you're really ready to take a stab at this business opportunity the right way to give you the highest probability of success. Mm-hmm. So there's a few things I think we can recommend to you. Well, first of all, let's talk about other avenues on Amazon. We can also talk about, you know, jobs and up, you know, being a freelancer. There's many different ways you can make money, but just to address something, Amazon is a huge platform, and there's other opportunities on Amazon that a lot of people don't know about. Most of Amazon is selling physical products. However, there are some other opportunities that are less expensive to get started with, don't have as much potential, but still opportunities to make money on their platform. One of them is publishing a book. Now, publishing a book can cost you no money. If you want to write the book yourself, you're free to do that. That doesn't cost you money, just cost your time. And even creating a book cover, if you know some graphics skills, you can design your own cover, and that's something that, you know, is not going to cost you any money. Now, even with that, I would recommend, though, to still hire a professional graphic designer, maybe hire a proofreader or an editor, or to invest some money into the marketing of your book to help make sure it actually has success. But if you wanted just to do bare bones, you could technically start that really with no money. Okay, so that could be an option, an opportunity for you. Or if you do have a couple $100, you could hire a ghostwriter to write for you. You can hire someone to do your book cover very inexpensively. So that's a cheaper business model, not going to make as much money, not as much potential, but can still be a great opportunity to make maybe a couple $100 or a couple $1,000 a month, and can be a good start for you to gain some experience, some knowledge, and to kind of learn how Amazon and internet marketing works. And then the other way is being an Amazon affiliate. So Amazon Associates is Amazon's affiliate program that gives you the opportunity to promote products on Amazon and earn an affiliate commission from that. So when someone clicks on your affiliate link to go to buy a product, you earn a commission from that. Now, that's something you can start with very little money or no money. However, you are, just to apply for Amazon's affiliate program, you do need to have a website, okay? So a website is a requirement. A website does have some expenses, the domain name that you're gonna pay for every year, that might be $20, as well as your hosting that you might pay a couple dollars a month for. So that is gonna be still an expense, but that business model can be fairly tricky and challenging to make a lot of money from. And I think that personally, if you're gonna do affiliate marketing, there's many other better affiliate programs and opportunities that you could pursue instead than just Amazon Associates. Yeah, so those are some other alternatives just getting started on Amazon.
On the Amazon Associates note, I actually was doing that for a little while. What I would do is I would look around my house and see any products that I bought from Amazon, and then I would go ahead and create an affiliate link through the Amazon Associates portal, and I would create a video on YouTube just reviewing the product, talking about the product, because oftentimes when people buy products online, they want to see other people's reviews and testimonials about the product. So I would do that, and then people who would watch the video would click on the link, and then I would generate some income from Amazon that way.
Yeah, the only problem with that though is that Amazon, you only get like a 5 to 10% commission. So not unless you're selling really high ticket products, it's very difficult to make a lot of money from that. And that's why I do think there's better opportunities if you are going to do affiliate marketing where you're promoting other people's products. There's way better affiliate programs. You can courses and products that you get higher percentage commission from that you'll make a lot more money from. But affiliate marketing is an opportunity that I think can make sense for a lot of you that really doesn't cost much money. You're gonna have a website, a way to generate traffic, but you don't have to have the inventory. You don't have to have all the other expenses that are involved with that. So that could be a good starting point for you. But I think the key one for most of you, honestly, before you even start an online business, is maybe being a freelancer or maybe getting a job in your existing day-to-day that can provide more for you. So do you want to talk
about that? I think just getting an extra job that can, you're trading your time for money, but at least you're guaranteed that paycheck. Whereas as an entrepreneur, as Stefan alluded to, you're putting in your time, but you're not guaranteed that paycheck. You have to generate results. So you're going to be trading your time for money, but this is a way for you to start saving more money so that you can save more money to later invest into a business. So if you don't have a second job, maybe you can get a second job, or you can work perhaps as an Uber driver. This is a great option for so many people, driving Uber, driving Lyft, doing food deliveries. It's a great way for you to make some extra money according to your schedule. You decide your hours, you decide when you want to work, and you know, you can get tips too. So that's a great option as well. You can also work as a freelancer online on websites like Upwork.com. If you have some sort of skill, like if you are able to translate, if you have a good knack for languages, if you know you do graphics design, if you know whatever, if you have
video
a special
editing,
skill,
writing, accounting.
You can offer your services for other people, and then other people will find you, and then they will hire you per project or per hour. They determine what that is. So I think just looking for ways to generate some extra income right now. You may not be passionate about what it is that you got to do. You may not love the job. You may not love the work, but you got to do what you got to do in order to kind of make that money, to start saving more money so that you can later invest it into something that you are more passionate about and that can produce more for you in the future.
Yeah, you know, beggars can't be choosers. If you don't have much money, you don't have the luxury to pick and choose really what you're going to do. You got to do what's necessary to get yourself in a better financial situation. For me, when I was first starting my online business, I worked a job and I did, I worked at a car dealership as a lot boy detailing cars. At a later point, I was selling cutlery through a company called Cutco, going to people's houses and doing a demonstration of knives and trying to make money doing that. Another point, I was doing construction work, doing demolitions. I was doing, multiple jobs in some cases, 2-3 jobs at a time. So I had to hustle and grind, and I even had to make sacrifices to live on my friend's couch for a period of time and cut back on expenses so that I could save the money and then take that money and then really go full force committing myself to building an online business. I know you worked as a waitress, you worked at a bank, you had other part-time jobs and things that you were doing that you're able to save that money and then put it into your business and kind of do both of those simultaneously. So I think that's the reality for a lot of people when they're first getting started.
Yeah, and I didn't quit my job for a number of years. I was selling on Amazon. I was doing well on Amazon, making tens of thousands of dollars per month, but I maintained that job because that job was paying for my lifestyle. I didn't want to take away from my business. I wanted to continue to reinvest the profits into my business, and I maintained that job just to afford my lifestyle, even though I did not like what I was doing. I was working at that time in a bar, and it was just like a really unpleasant experience and environment for me. But I did it because it was supporting me and I was making money and I got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, and today, you know what? There's opportunities where you're not just limited to your local neighborhood, your local city. There's jobs online. And there's many opportunities that if you live in a part of the world, there's not much opportunity where you live. Well, guess what? You can work for a company in the United States, in Europe, in Canada, and get those opportunities because you're no longer limited based on working in an office. That there's many companies that are hiring people virtually. My team and my staff and my company are all over the world, from Morocco to the United States to Canada to Germany to Turkey, Hungary, all over the world. And so that can be you. That doesn't have to stop you. But here's maybe the last piece I want to leave you guys with to understand. Getting as hard as that might sound, you might say, well, Stefan, it's hard for me to get a job right now. It's hard for me to work two jobs at once right now. Do you really think that building an online business is easier? I mean, like honestly, getting a job that can maybe make you some money and saving that money or having two jobs, that's so much easier than building a business. Building a business is a lot more challenging in comparison to that. So if you can't even do that, if you can't even save an extra couple $1,000 and figure that out, then how do you expect yourself to figure out how to build a successful business and asset and brand on Amazon or anywhere else? So I know that's not the answer everybody wants to hear, but it's the answer I believe that everybody needs to hear if you're in that position, because we've been both doing this for a long time. I've had many different businesses. I've coached and worked with thousands of people at this point. I'm just giving you the reality and the truth, and it might be the hard truth, but I think it's an important one for you to really understand that right now, listen, you might not be there yet, that's okay. What can you do right now today to get your finances in order? Maybe you gotta work harder. Maybe you gotta find some other jobs. Maybe you gotta upgrade your skill sets. Maybe you gotta get better at managing your money. You gotta cut back on expenses. Whatever you gotta do to position yourself to take advantage of what I believe to be one of the greatest opportunities that we have, which is what the internet can provide, selling on Amazon or just leveraging the internet in some way, shape, or form. So that'd be our advice to you guys is, if you have no money, okay, we gotta figure that out first. And if you can't figure that out, man, you're not yet ready to really start a business, because figuring that out is a lot harder and a lot more challenging in comparison just to, you know, finding some extra work that you can take. And you know, as we said, sometimes it's being a waitress, sometimes it's doing construction, it's doing, I didn't want to do that, I mean, but I had to, and it provided a bit more money than some other options. I can make more money doing physical labor, and I was willing to do that because we both had a vision, we both had a goal, we both knew what we wanted, and we both knew that it was going to be worth it. And so we were willing to endure that, and then once we were able to start our business and still maintain our jobs and invest into that, we knew that that business was going to take us to the promised land and get us to where we wanted to go. And that's why I think if you position yourself with some more money, you'll go so much further and faster. Also because it will allow you to invest in a course or training and compress what would normally take you years to figure out. A course is a shortened learning curve, right? You're learning from someone else's experience so that you don't have to go through that experience, and you can shortcut the process to get there so much faster. So we want to leave you guys with that. That's our answer. If you want to get started making money on Amazon, but you have no money, make your money first. Position yourself better. And there's many other ways that we shared with you. I'll link to a few different resources below for you as well. Affiliate marketing, other opportunities like that. Publishing books might be a great one for you too. And there's some other videos I've got on my channel. If you want to learn more from Tatiana, go to Tatiana James on YouTube. I'll link to her below for you as well. She talks a lot about how to build an Amazon and e-commerce business. Subscribe to her, subscribe to me here on Project Life Mastery. Give this a thumbs up, leave a comment below, and we look forward to talking to you again soon. God bless and take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.